If you happen to catch our last moment of science, you may still be shivering. We were reading from the Big and Bad file, in which faithful listeners write in to ask us about record-setting things in nature. One listener wanted to know where the coldest place in the world was.
You said Antarctica, in particular the Russian station Vostok, at which a record-setting low temperature of 128.6 below zero Fahrenheit was recorded in 1983.
And you want to tell me there's some place on Earth colder than that?
Sure there is, inside physics labs. Cryogenics was pioneered almost a century ago.
Cryogenics?
The science of supercold substances. In 1908, the University of Leiden made history by producing the first supercooled helium. Guess how cold liquid helium is?
How cold liquid helium is? Below zero?
452 degrees below zero Fahrenheit, to be exact.
Minus 452? That's far colder than Vostok, Antarctica.
Liquid nitrogen, liquid helium, and the like are of great use to scientists because substances at that temperature behave in radically different ways, especially when it comes to conducting electricity. Thanks to advances in cryogenics, so-called supercooled substances will be more and more a part of our technology in this century. So what it comes down to is that anywhere someone is doing work with supercooled materials, that little place is the coldest spot on Earth.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research, and text Tillery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Harold Ogren in physics. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.